This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And Paul says just simply, live a life of love, that the most natural description of your life could be love. Maxine Dow Jensen is an author who relates this personal experience. The second year she said I was married, my husband opened an envelope and looked over at me. His brow was furrowed and his mouth a little awry as he said, Maxine, this is April. My birthday's not till July. What's going on? I know, I said, but I saw this card and the sentiment is so appropriate. It wouldn't be there if I waited until July, and if I bought it and brought it home, I probably would have put it away and forgot about it. So I thought I'd just give it to you now. And then she writes this, waiting for the proper occasion to show love or kindness may result in doing nothing. Isn't that interesting? Waiting for the proper occasion to show kindness or love may result in doing nothing. Leighton Ford, who used to work with Billy Graham, says we live in a culture where we treat the dead like the living. And we treat the living like the dead. We treat the dead like the living, and we treat the living like the dead. He gave an example of a woman he knew. When she died, her family went out and bought an expensive dress for her to be buried in. They bought the most expensive casket they could find. They paid a beautician big bucks to come in and fix her hair. And they did all these things for their mother who was dead. And Leighton Ford said the sad thing was when she was alive, nobody bought her a dress. Nobody got her flowers. Was on the casket a big spray of flowers, but no one bought her flowers when she was alive. No one had her paid for her hair to be done. And Leighton Ford made the observation, isn't it sad? We treat the dead like the living and we treat the living like the dead. Paul says it this way, as dearly loved children live a life. Live a life of love. Live a life of love. Well, verse 3 is the verse that's the tough part. Let's get right into it. But among you, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, which are improper for God's people. I love that phrase, hint. The King James uses the word, it must not be named among you. That doesn't do it for me, like there must not be a hint. What's there a hint of in your life when you talk to people? Now, this is intriguing to me. I've actually had people tell me that, Randy, you have to understand that back in biblical days, it was easier to be moral. I mean, people wore robes, you know, and they walked around with their hands folded, and it was a decent time to live. I had actually had a man tell me that. Listen to what William Barclay, a commentator from Scotland, wrote years ago. Chastity was one new virtue which Christianity introduced into the world. It is certainly true that the ancient world regarded sexual immorality so lightly that it was no sin at all. It was the expected thing that every man would have a mistress. Not some men, but every man would have a mistress. In places like Corinth, the great temples were staffed by hundreds of priestesses who were sacred prostitutes, quote unquote, whose earnings went to the upkeep of the temple. When this was written, it wasn't a beautiful society and moral society. It was wicked. And in the midst of that, counterculturally, Paul writes to these people and said, among God's people, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or even of greed, which is interesting because these are improper.
Well, we told you this is an offensive passage in 2018. It may be offensive to people you know and love. We continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you and listen tomorrow.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.